It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program, and that brings us Megan Huffman from Cher Greater Lynchburg. Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Okay. Second official week of summer vacation for the kiddos.
That's right.
Are you pulling your hair out yet?
No. We're in the honeymoon stage right now.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's great.
Well, Maddie, our youngest, she finally got into camp.
Mm-hmm.
This week is a busy camp week for her.
Great.
So lots of things to do, and it's keeping her busy. But last week was just that was bonkers.
I bet. Yeah. No, we're at University of Lynchburg basketball camp this week.
Uh-huh.
With Coach Allison, and she's amazing.
That's fantastic.
We're in good shape.
That's fantastic. But we're going to talk about you've brought us some guests as you do each and every Tuesday, and we're going to talk about a grand opening. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about some summer reading programs.
That's right. Yes, I'm so excited to have Beverly and Toby here from the Lynchburg Public Library.
Hello.
Hello.
We're going to talk about opening the downtown branch this weekend. So I'll hand it over to Beverly and Toby to tell us more.
Thanks, Megan. It's great to be here. We are so excited. We have our new downtown branch library opening this Saturday, June 8th. That's the grand opening. It'll start at 9 a.m. So we're going 9 to 2 that day. We've got a whole lineup of really fun things to check out. We've got coffee and donuts to welcome everybody at 9 o'clock. We're going to do our first story time, as we're calling it, in the space with our great city manager, Winter. He's going to help kick us off, read
That's
a story.
Cool.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Following story time, we have the Hill City Sliders. They're performing at 11. And then we have face painting from 11:30 to 1:30. We have swag to give away. We have raffles.
It's exciting.
Yeah, and of course, we're a library, so we have tons of books for you to check out. We have movies. We would love for you to get a library card, and we have an app. So we're just here to connect everybody with a lot of the resources the library provides and get to know all our friends downtown.
Well, tell us about the new space. Like, where is it? What does it look like?
Yes.
We're excited about that.
So it is located at the former visitor center. You know, the exact address that is 216 12th Street, but, you know, I think all of us remember the former visitor center right there by the community market.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun location. It's so beautiful in there. It's
really
renovated right before COVID. It's bright. It has great natural light. It has these beautiful skylights. So for us, you know, and bringing that light within a library is really fun. So it's... Everything in the library is mobile, so all the furniture has wheels. So it's
nice.
A small space, but you know the beauty of that is we can kind of adapt it for a lot of events that way. We can move things out and host, you know, a mini theater production or a bigger event in the space, and then we can put it all back together. So we want it to be adaptable and flexible, and that's different from our other library location. It also has this really beautiful wall that we had Elizabeth Gray paint. She's a local artist.
Oh, wow.
It's got a really fun message on it. I'm not going to say what it is because I want you to come see it. Okay.
All right. So I am a downtown resident.
Okay.
And I've lived downtown since 2011.
Cool. That's because that's where the jail is.
It's not.
Oh.
It's up in Madison Heights.
Oh, my bad.
He's been there.
He knows where it is.
Yeah, so anyway. And I honestly, I didn't realize that wasn't still the visitor center.
Okay.
In all this time, you know, that we've been downtown, I didn't realize that. So
okay.
it's great information.
Cool.
And it's really, really good that that you guys are here. And we have seen, obviously, we've seen all the work that you guys have been putting into it on the outside. And I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. Why isn't it a visitor center?
Well, the visitor center's in the museum now.
Yes.
At the top of my materials. That's where they have it now.
But it makes sense because you've got, it's like a little village there. You've got the Y, Rise Up, Sattva Yoga Center, you all, and you come around and eat some food, go to the market. It's just such a great, or the Armory where they host so many events and sporting events.
Location.
It's just such a corner.
It's a great
active
location.
Hub.
Yes. Yeah, it really is. We're excited.
I think we've said that it's one of the busiest corner, if not the busiest corner in Lynchburg.
Yeah.
Just standing out there and just seeing everybody pass through. And that's essentially what we wanted. I mean, the Lynchburg Community Market is historic. We wanted to be part of the community. community, it just makes sense to be right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What are the hours going to be, Toby?
We're going to be open Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
Can't remember what the exact hours are.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday will be 10 to 6. Tuesday, Thursday, 12 to 8.
Oh,
and
great.
Then Saturday, 9 to 2.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
That is fantastic. Mm-hmm. My kids are going to love this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is fantastic.
That's
and
so good.
Again, you know, it is. It literally is one of the busiest intersections in town.
Right.
So you guys will get plenty of traffic, walking traffic, and plenty of visibility, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the summer reading programs.
Yeah. So the theme this summer is Adventure Begins at Your Library. So we started yesterday. So that involves a variety of things, and it's adaptable to every child and family. Also adults, so you don't have to have children to participate in summer reading.
Okay.
So basically, we have an app that is called Beanstack. You download that and you can track how much you read to earn prizes. That's essentially what a summer reading program does. It's a literacy initiative to kind of encourage reading. Especially for children during the summer, there is something known as the summer slide. So when kids are out of school, reading kind of dips. And if we don't have kids continuing their reading over the summer, they're likely to fall behind when they go back to school. So it's super important for children and families. Along with that, you know, the library does a lot of events and programs to get everyone excited and to come inside. Mm-hmm. So story times, guest programs. We have a magic show tonight at the main library to help us kick off. That's at 6:30 p.m. So we do, we're going to have all kinds of fun stuff going on. It ends with a big ice cream party at the end of the summer.
Nice.
But, you know, kids will win and adults will win things along the way. Tote bags and pool passes, ice cream, donuts, passes to go check in at Wandering Donut, things like that. So
that's great.
It's a cornerstone of the public library, and we're going to be providing access to that at the new location as well.
I did my summer reading program every year growing up, and so knowing that adults can do it too is so fun.
Yes.
It's very nostalgic, and adults get prizes. That is very important to reiterate. So,
All right, Bill, we're going in for the summer reading program.
I might have to learn how to read now if they're giving donuts away.
You might.
One of the programs that is just so near and dear to our hearts was the 1,000 books before kindergarten, and that was just such a great way to kick off the summer before our children started kindergarten. And we love how you celebrate that. And and then once I started working at the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, I was delighted to know that that GLCF was a supporter for that program for so long. So
founding supporter of that program. So any kid can start that. And of course, the summer's a great time because we're reading anyway. So the books that you read for the summer reading program can count towards the 1,000 books program.
That's awesome.
It's super easy to achieve. You know, kids can read the same book over and over again. So many children love to read their favorite book. And it can be for, you know, babies up through the age before they start kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So it's, and, you know, you don't have to write down on a reading log. You can if you want, but you can also just check a box, and it's super, super fun.
Yeah.
Now, both of my kids have, in this digital age, when 3-year-olds can navigate an iPad and the iPhone better than I could ever, they are so into books. They love the library. It's a magical place for them,
really.
And I'm so happy that continues, and we'll have another location.
Yeah, thank you.
That's
we're so excited.
There's really nothing like having an actual book in your hand.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I've never been a Kindle person or anything. I just
I can't do that either. You know, go on vacation, I don't download things to read while on vacation. I actually grab a hard copy book.
I always do.
Yeah, and I just read from the American Library Association that, like, people who prefer, within Gen Z and millennials, prefer Kindles over physical books, it's neck and neck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's really cool to see that physical media is going to live on forever.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite things to do is, even without my kids, is to go into the main library and go to the new section where you've got the little red NEW on the binding, and it's like, you know, it's all fresh and they all smell great, and it's just nostalgic to my childhood, but like getting the storybooks that have different characters from diverse backgrounds and different parts of the world and different religious backgrounds and traditions, it just opens up our children's minds to be able to see all that diversity. So
I
can't wait to see what kind of new books are at the
You're going to love the new branch. So something that we really wanted to focus on is that book talk and Bookstagram has become such a big thing, and there's more and more book influencers. Mm-hmm. And so there's so many books that are potentially going viral that are super popular, and our collection downtown specifically focuses on those new and trending books.
Nice.
So there are books down there that you cannot get anywhere else.
Yes,
that there's awesome. A massive holds list, so make sure to get down there.
It's great. Yes.
This is fantastic. When is the grand opening again?
It is Saturday, June 8th. It starts at 9 o'clock. It'll go until 2 p.m.
All right. We look forward to everybody coming out to the new branch of the Lynchburg Public Library. It's on the corner of Church and 12th Street. Check it out. It's from the outside, looks fantastic. I got to get inside.
Yeah, come see us.
Absolutely. So, Megan, what is going on with the Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation?
Well, we just wrapped up scholarships, several $100,000 scholarships for students in the region handed out, and that we're in a little bit of a calm moment before we next week announce the winner of the Century Fund and the Spring Grant Cycle Award recipient. So that's somewhere in the neighborhood of about $1 million that's going to be announced, and that's all because of donors in this community who have, over the last 52 years, invested in the Community Foundation. All of those funds have poured out into major ways to support and uplift nonprofits in our community. So be looking for that media next week. We'll be having a press conference in the next 2 weeks to announce who that Century Fund winner. Again, that's a $100,000 grant that is provided to an organization who is doing a transformational project of some kind. And so we're really excited to put that out there. With the share side of things, we do have a lunch and learn coming up on the 20th.
Okay.
It'll be at the Jones Memorial Library with Pierce Street Gateway and Jones Memorial Library presenting about what they do. And you'll just be seeing a lot of Juneteenth highlights happening this month and Pride Month. So just look for our newsletter coming out every Thursday to see more about how to get involved in all those events and activities.
Absolutely. And if you would like to learn more about our area's nonprofit organizations, you need to visit ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. 176 nonprofit organizations already represented on the Share platform. You can volunteer at these organizations. You can learn more, even at the board level. You can learn more about how you can get involved. And if you're part of a nonprofit organization that is not on the Share platform yet, what are you waiting for? Get on the Share platform. Just visit ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. It's absolutely free.
That's right.
And it's a great resource and a great one-stop shop if you're looking for anything nonprofit in the area. Summer camps, youth programs, all of that information is available right there on the Share platform. Well, thank you. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time and visiting with us this morning. And folks can learn more about the library. If you visit Share Greater Lynchburg, you can click on Friends of the Library. But what's the direct link where folks can learn more about your branch?
Yeah, you can visit LynchburgPublicLibrary.org.
Okay.
Yep.
Very, very simple. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.